Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, 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 everybody. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Everything Real Estate with your host, Maurice Muhammad. My name is Maurice Muhammad with Torchlight Real Estate Academy and your host today with Everything Real Estate. Everything Real Estate is a podcast, which we are, our podcast is dedicated to serving the community, and we serve our community as well as the real estate community. The purpose of us having this opportunity now in light of the pandemic and everything that we're dealing with is we want to share and add value to the public, the consuming public, as well as the real estate community. Today, our guest we have with us as a special guest is Annette Collier. She is a real estate broker with Able Real Estate. She's a multi-state licensed real estate broker. She has license in multiple states. She's also a property manager. And she'll get more into about herself when she comes on. So we are here today to talk about COVID-19, best practices in real estate and what's happening and things that, you know, that can add value and offer you some assistance and help. We welcome your questions. And we welcome any question that you have that is real estate related. We would like to present to you that in the very near future, you will be able to view this episode and in episodes that we've had in the past. You'll be able to go to our page. You can like it at Property Management on Facebook at Property Management 2.0. That's our Facebook page. You can go to my page of Property Management 20.com. Couldn't put the point in there, so it's www.propertymanagement20.com, and you can get information about upcoming book that will be released, have a release date of July 4th. So that being said, our guest will be joining us very soon momentarily, and we'll be creating a live screen. There you go. She's on. Welcome. Thank you for joining us, Annette. We are looking forward to speaking with you and sharing your experience, strength, and hope with our listeners and our viewers to give them some information on real estate and to help in their real estate, you know, with the pandemic that we're dealing with, you know. So know you're a serial entrepreneur. It was a time that I think that every time I ran into a class, especially on the East Coast, that I would look around and Annette would be in the class somewhere. We would be bumping heads in class, especially in CCIM classes. So definitely wanted to share that. So again, we have a special guest with us, Annette Collier of Able Real Estate. And if you're willing, they are able. So, so you can tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do and your real estate company. Can you just share with us a little about yourself?
Yeah, well, first of all, Maurice, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. Excuse that phone ringing back there.
You know you're business. You know you're having business.
I'm gonna end that over there. Sorry about that.
All right. So what about
Yeah, but the reality is that I got licensed back in 1997. And I was working for a brokerage, and I decided that I wanted to open up my own company. As you know, as a real estate agent, we're entrepreneurs anyway. And I felt that it was a time for me to grow. So I always encourage people, if they have a dream or a desire, they should go for it.
That's right.
And so what I did was I left corporate America. I took a loan out. I had just lost my mom. And I took a loan out for $20,000. And I said, listen, if I don't make it, you know, at least I had this money to be able to survive off of. I went home. I had a dad that was, my dad was somewhat tough. I think sometimes he must have thought I was a guy or something. But my dad, it was like, you know, he was like a no-nonsense kind of person. So when I went to him and I said, listen, I want to go into real estate. I'm leaving. I took this loan out because I needed to let him know I was responsible. And I'll never forget, he told me, he said, listen, God bless the child that has his own. He was a fanatic over Billie Holiday. And that was one of the songs, you know, that she used to sing. So I would say that was my beginnings. I have no regrets. It was the beginning of me being my own entrepreneur. I had started as an investor when I was 24 years of age already. Mm-hmm. And so when I started working at this brokerage, I was there for about 3 years and I studied for my broker's license. And the reason why the company is called Able Real Estate Incorporated is because there's a saying in real estate, if you're, you know, if you're ready and willing, we are able,
right,
or you're able. And so right. I took that. And of course, the fact that it's an A, right, I'd be on top, and I've been able. So that started in 2002, I think it became a corporation. It was approved as a brokerage in 2003. And I've been in the business ever since on my own as the broker. Now, at our office, we've had the opportunity to do real estate sales. We progress into other states such as Delaware, New Jersey. We are in Pennsylvania. We're in an area in Philadelphia that's called University City. There's gentrification that is taking place in that area. And so I would say that over those years, I already had had investment properties and decided to expand upon that. One of the great things is that you and I, Maurice, belong to the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. And of course, I met you in a RIMBY course, which I, you know, congratulate you as the current president. And I began to take the classes to be a good property manager. And so you and I both have earned our CRIM designations. And believe it or not, I remember when I went to like the second class, I said, you know what, before the end of the year, I want to have, what did I say? I think I want to have 50 properties. And I lie to you not, when I left that class, before the end of the year, I had that. Mm-hmm. And so that was always a money stream. So when we had the financial crisis in 2007 and 8, that was a backbone, you know, yeah, for us to be able to survive. And I would say you and I are always looking ahead of things. And so now that we have this coronavirus, we're able to still have that, even if you're not receiving 100% income from the rentals, at least there's something. Is better than having nothing. And so the message I would say to the public is that always be prepared for a rainy day.
Yeah, facts.
So we do the property management, we do new construction, we've done marketing and sales for over 155 properties, new construction. We've done over 100 rental properties, primarily in Philadelphia. But now we're changing the vision on that as far as, well, we were before this virus thing has kicked in. So it's a new day, but yeah. I'm glad to be in the business. I'm glad to know you in the business. We're dedicated, and that's what it takes when you're an entrepreneur. You go in all the way to the end, fight till you, can't no more.
That's it. You keep doing it. That's it. Keep going. Thank you for that. There's a lot of jewels you dropped there for people. I'm sure, you know, stay the course is what I heard you say, you know, don't stop and continue to keep going. So, you know, you told us what you do. You told us what Able does. You told us where your vision came from. And so for those that may have in light of the pandemic that we have you, what do you see that you can shed light on something that to help those that are in property management or real estate, you know, being multi-state licensed helps us because Pennsylvania, I learned from, you know, that we're the only state that's not essential, right? So
yeah,
we're working on, you know, with some things like that. What do you think that a person could do, you know, in this time now to help them that, you know, those that may think in that, you know, it's like it's a dark moment and they may be, I don't want to say hopeless, but they think it's bleak. You know, can you give any encouragement to those individuals that may be going through in real estate? Well,
yeah, I mean, and definitely, unfortunately, you know, they have told us that the suicide rate has increased, and oftentimes it affects entrepreneurs because, like I said, you go in all the way. And naturally, when you start having money problems, that's when you really find out who's in the game with you, meaning your loved ones. See, things are great when the sun is shining, but when the rain drops, are you still going to be there? So this is a part of the test. No, seriously. And part of it is because, see, once the light is shed, now you can get rid of anything that wasn't supposed to be there to begin with. This is the real test. So the first thing I would say is never give up. That's the first thing. This is a time for atonement. This is a time for one to think and evaluate themselves as an individual, as a family person, as a friend. Yeah. And then I would say would come business. Business would not be on the top because this is, I just said, it's a day of atonement. So it's about getting down to the bases. Yeah. But now if you rise up, you know, you got to rise your business up. And that applies to me and everybody. So, thinking about now utilizing social media, which I know that you're very good at that. And so those of us who have not been as active, we've got to begin to look at that as a platform, because the way that we did business before, you know, as you may have mentioned earlier, this is a rebirthing time. Yeah. So if you've been responsible fiscally, that's going to help you. And so, you know, if one gets a commission of $10,000 and you just go out and blow the $10,000 and you don't have nothing else coming in or something else somewhere else, that's not a wise person. So even if that has happened, the somewhat positive thing is that if you own a business, you know, we know about the payroll protection. And I know that there are some companies that I know that have received it, which is a good thing. I believe 75% of the money that you receive is to go towards salary, then 25% towards expenses. So that's a positive thing to look at in terms of moving forward. I would also suggest people to better themselves, you know, look at educational opportunities. Just about every trade association, nonprofit pertaining to real estate, everybody is doing Zooming. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't own stock in Zoom. Right. No, Zoom is big public. They doing pretty good right about now. So that's what I would say. I would say stay encouraged.
Thank you for that. So I heard pick up on social media. If you're not doing it in your business, pick up on social media and get, you know, to add to that. Just embrace the learning curve. Just take it head on and go. It's going to be uncomfortable at first and in the beginning. And you're going to, you know, it may not feel right, but just stay in it. You know, stay in the car. Don't jump out the vehicle. Stay in it and embrace the learning curve that comes with it. You know, I heard you say reinvest in your business, you know, and put something back in your business. And, you know, if of that $10,000, invest back in your business. If you got a $10,000 commission check that came in, take advantage of the payroll and grants that are available. Look them up. Every state has one. Your state has something that's available to you. If you're not, and educate yourself in this time and better yourself. I heard all those are key, powerful points to, you know, and good encouragement. And thank you for that, you know, to empower yourself and to be, you know, help yourself to get better. There is, since March 18th, there has been a moratorium on renting landlords being able to put your tenants out. So you can look at your state and see what your state has to offer for that, because it's different for each state. So what I wanted to ask you at this point is kind of what, as it relates to business, and I'm going to ask you, what's your secret sauce? What works for you? What makes you your business? What makes it work for you?
I think similar to yourself is making sure to be educated. And to be honest with you, regardless of whether it's real estate or anything else, you want to be the best at what you do, and you want to know, and you want to try to be as current as possible. And so that's why it's so important, whatever it is that your business is, that you belong to a trade association or some right. type of a lobbying group that's going to help you with your interests and keep you informed of legislative issues that are happening. If you don't do that and you don't want to invest the money for membership, you kind of going to be left behind. Mm-hmm. And you need those kind of organizations so that you can bring those people on when you got a challenge
yeah.
to help, because it's going to trickle down to them if it's an industry issue. So
mm-hmm. no, that's key, because the Reform Act of in the perfect example of what we're dealing with of not recognizing real estate as a essential business. Out of all the states, Pennsylvania being the only one that has not yet jumped on board. We had Derek Luckett was on in California, and he was mentioning to us, he said that after about a week, California at first was not recognizing real estate. Then they allowed real estate to become, as an essential business. But to your point of having those allies and those ties with those associations like we have with NARAP, their strength in numbers, we can utilize that and go to our groups and, we can lobby and rally a cause as it relates to that. So yeah,
I want to give a shout out to NARAP, because as you know that they have their policy conference, and one of the benefits of the organization is to lobby for the real estate professional, but we also do it for constituents. So we know that a great concern is health and wealth, particularly for the African-American community. So if you don't know where your testing sites are and you think you got a problem, feel free to reach out to your local government to address that, because we need to stay alive. We need to fight through this. That's going to be the first fight, is your health. The second one is making sure that the federal government, in particularly regarding mortgages, I believe 80% of the mortgages are FHA, Fannie Mae, VA, USDA. So that typically is what the working class person is utilizing. So, most people, if they were smart, they reached out to their banks, or not, let me not say smart, but if they were listening to the news, whatever way you get your news, you should have been hearing about forbearance to be able to reach back out to your lender and ask them for that. One of the primary things when it comes to credit is reaching out and communicating to whoever it is that you owe money to. If you are having an issue with your finances, like right now everybody is, you need to reach out to them. Okay. So now, if in fact you're an investor and you're receiving the money and the time comes about, then you need to try to bring it back on board. In the beginning, the concern is for your health and your wellness. So that's why one of the reasons why the banks agreed to do that, so that you can make sure you have food on the table, because you may not be getting a check from your employer. The company may have gone out of business. I mean, who was that? Neiman Marcus or somebody? That's unheard of. So you got to take care of yourself, but you have to make sure that you communicate to anybody. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's not just the banks, it's your friends, because it's integrity. You know, if you said you made a commitment to somebody, you need to adhere to that. If you have a problem, people will respect you at the utmost, and you can always go back for more if you communicate. Never run away from the problem, address the problem, because people respect you more in the end.
No, that's a powerful point there. Thank you for that. That's definitely powerful. And, you can even call your credit card, your creditors, credit card companies, your car loan places. A lot of them have things in place for you. And definitely that's an important tip to go and benefit from that. Tracy Carter, the local board president, she's on in the chat. She says that the local board president in Harrisburg, she said that the governor does not open real estate wide effective today, subject to certain guidelines. So we should be seeing something soon coming down as it relates to that. Yep. So the lobbying does help. I know that there was some stuff going on.
And I'm happy. I'm glad that you mentioned it. We know that another, the Realtors, which is a part of the National Association of Realtors, which we are as well. One of the former members, well, not I guess he's a former member, but also our former president within the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, Todd Paulinchek. He put a bill out there, House Bill 2412, I believe it is. And that was to consider real estate as an essential business. As you mentioned earlier, all other states have. And so we can't assist technically unless it's an extreme emergency with helping someone with housing. Now that brings up an interesting point because let's say somebody's in an abusive situation. Okay, so what do you do with that? You want to get out. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, that's a question mark. Mm-hmm. Person shouldn't be held responsible to stay in the house. I'm just using that as an example. So I do think that we are an essential business. When you look at the economy, the top two things that really run the country is going to be automobiles and also housing. So mm-hmm. that's why the financial happened back in 2007, 2008, under President Obama, a good president who was conscious about the people of the land. He made sure that opportunities were made for that auto industry to bring people back to work, to be able to give them some kind of stimulus money, and also to create and encourage the banks, if they wanted to continue getting federal money, modifications for people, because we had so many foreclosures all over the country. So I think even in this administration, in this environment, that needs to continue to be remembered. But I do want the public to understand that if you have a conventional mortgage, they may or may not provide you with some type of assistance.
Right.
So again, you want to deal with that.
Yeah, right.
And so even for investors, most of the time they're using conventional mortgages. So that's why one of my concerns, and I believe NAREB is addressing as well, don't forget about that market, the people mm-hmm. that are investors. And remember, particularly minorities, we can't afford to lose nothing. We can't lose our primary house, and we sure enough can't use no rental property, because right now we got a pandemic going on. And if you're not getting no rent money and you're not getting any money as a self-employed person from your company, hey, that's pretty tight. Mm-hmm. That could be the ending of all your wealth.
Facts. No, that's real.
That's a concern.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, those are big facts there for sure. So do you see this as your calling? Is this your calling? What you do? Real estate?
Real estate?
Yeah,
I have really enjoyed it. I teach like yourself. I've been teaching a class called How to Own Your Own Real Estate at Temple University they just honor me for 20 years. Wow. So yes, that's my passion. I think home ownership, no matter what people say, I think is very important. I think it's one of the beginnings of wealth, particularly for minorities. The good thing is you can have equity. You know, you want to do something, you want to expand yourself, you can pull the equity out. I did that. I've done it with life insurance policies. If you have a whole life, I've taken money out that way to keep it moving in the business and to be able to sustain myself in the event of what we're, not that I ever thought this would happen, but just again, always having something for the rainy day. I think that as an African-American businesswoman, I think I want to always make sure that my people are educated. Like, I'm not a person that, even though you may be literate, I don't sit down and explain the contract to you. Mm. Now, I do understand oftentimes nowadays with millennials, that may not be something that they want. So, you know, you got to know who want to accept it and who don't. But I would honestly say, under most circumstances, when people didn't want to accept it, there was usually a problem. I've done a deal, I don't want to say where it's at, but I did a deal with an attorney and I offered my services to the attorney. I was actually the purchaser from the attorney. This was a big time lawyer. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you want me to go over the paperwork with you? And they were like, no. And I don't know if it was because I was a woman and, you know, the title closer was there, was a male, and the lender was a male. Everybody was a male except for me. And so sure enough, a couple of days later, he said, oh, you owe me some money. I said, no, I don't. Closing means closed. So when somebody goes, somebody goes to help, you know what I mean? Unless you really know, you might want to stop and at least let them explain it to you, you know? And that way you can hear, and then if something comes back later and you find out that it wasn't true, you know, now you've got something to utilize.
Wow. So I bet you he'll think twice about it next time you offer, somebody offer the assistant.
And it's so crazy because I see this attorney all the time, but you know, he always speaks to me because I'm like, listen, it's a straight situation. It's no games here. It's integrity here. I stand by whatever I do.
Right. No, no, that's a beautiful thing, you know, and in your, you know, mentioning of NARAB, I definitely have to give a shout out to NARAB as well, because of the education platform and the, democracy and housing and what serving the underserved. And I, like yourself, taking that RIMBY course, I knew from the very first class of taking it that was a course that you that I was able to take and use Monday morning. You know, them type of courses, take the information and take it and apply it right to my business immediately, you know. So for those that may have an interest in doing some property management, we will be unveiling a RIMBY podcast as this, and it'll be dedicated specifically to property management. And we, right. You know, and that's going to be definitely within the next week or so, that, you know, for those that have an interest, if you're in real estate and your business, because I know, like, when I first got into it, I had investors that I was working with, and I kept pushing them off because I didn't know enough about property management. I knew, you know, I was managing my own properties, you know, and but the RIMBY course helped me to be able to do that in that class. And I am plugging the course, because it is a course that you can definitely benefit from, and it will enhance your business. And especially in the hour that we're about to face, is something that will definitely keep you in business. You know, recession-proof your business. So definitely want to say that. So so we have a few more minutes, and time went by fast. So I'm definitely going to invite you back out again when we do the property management work, because you have a wealth of information to share. Property management-wise, I definitely respect your wisdom and respect what you bring to the table and offer. And I wanted to ask you, so what would you like your legacy to be? Not that you're retiring, because I know you changed. You do have a consulting arm, right, of your Able company now, right? So, first, tell us, let the people know how to get in contact with you, and then answer that question, if you would. Yeah, how they can get a hold of you to do business with you.
Okay, so as you know, my name is Annette Collier. I'm the broker owner of Able Real Estate Incorporated. And then in more recent years, I created a company called Able Consulting. And that's to help small businesses, whether it be pertaining to real estate, any type of business. We have a team of people that specialize in whatever your needs may be. So if you need legal services, and it's in the state of Pennsylvania, we could provide that at this time. Anything. It can even have to do with wellness. You know, you want to, not that I'm the person, but I have people on my team that can assist with health issues. If you have relationship issues, whatever it is, we want to be a full service, because one of the things that I've noticed over the years is that when you tell people that you are an entrepreneur and you go through with it and you open the business, everybody thinks you got all this money. They don't realize that you just started. And I got to pay these utility bills, I got mortgage, I got rent and all of that. And so oftentimes businesses do go out of business due to a lack of financial planning. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about financial planning, it's not just for now, but you should also be thinking about your exit strategy. You should always be dreaming big. You should all, whatever it is that you want to do, don't limit yourself. So when I teach at Temple, I tell people, listen, don't limit yourself to residential. Be open to commercial. Do mixed use building. Develop, like even with NARAB, we have a development division. Get into that. And even to be honest with you, Maurice, right now, this is a time for the think tanks to come together.
Yeah.
Because whatever, we pull dollars together, and I hate to say this, but those people who have not financially planned, my God, it might be worse than the financial crisis back in 2008. So it is my prayer, my desire, number one, that everybody have shelter and that's even for those who never had shelter. Wow. That everybody get food, that everybody's spirit be good. Don't fear. And especially as an African-American, we done seen it. We done heard it. We can't give up. That's because right. There's some people out there that might want us to give up. But we're right. not. And we're gonna make it through.
That's right.
So that's what I would say about my legacy, to be able to help somebody, to help people mm-hmm. meet mm-hmm. their heart's desires.
Wow.
I closed my eyes for the last time. All those people could just zoom on by. I'm coming on up.
No, thank you for that. Man. Thank you for that, for sure. Appreciate you. Yeah. And thank you. We are at that. This just shot past. The time shot past.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna, I know you got, you know, work to do and you're very busy. And I want to thank you again for taking the time out to become a part of this conversation. It's an ongoing conversation. We're going to have it. And, you know, I'm honored to be of service, to be able to serve and, you know, to serve our community, our people. And I thank you for taking the time. You have any parting words you want to leave with the people or leave with?
Keep on doing what you're doing, Mr. Muhammad.
Yep, we'll do.
Keep on doing. Put the word out there, brother.
Yeah.
Positive program. Good luck to you.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Good day.
You too. Yep.